Yeah, well, Greg, the minister announced yesterday an action plan for jobs for the Northwest and Northeast regions combined. And one of the problems I would see with that is that really we should have a sub-regional plan, I believe, that focusing on Donegal on its own. Because if you look at it, you know, when you're talking about Louth and Donegal together in terms of an overall action plan, there's two very different regions and very different areas. Louth itself is very close to Dublin, and in fact would be closer to the Dublin region, which has seen a lot of inward investment and a lot of job creation over the last number of years, which I believe could skew the figures in terms of the overall regional action plan as to the number of jobs that will be or could be created over the lifetime of the plan.
Because we do know recent statistics show the level of IDA visits to Donegal lags way behind other counties, not least Louth, I'm sure.
That's right. I think there's only been three visits in the last year to Donegal. And in reality, the only area in Donegal that the IDA is interested in is in Letterkenny. And we have seen, I mean, one of the biggest population movements we've seen in Donegal over the last 15, 20 years has been towards Letterkenny, because that's the area that's focused on in terms of inward investment and in development, particularly from an IDA focus. I believe we need to look beyond the IDA for job creation in Donegal. And there are some points in the action plan for jobs which I think are useful and have potential to develop for the future, but they need to be focused on and they need to be invested in by the government. For example, they would be the plan mentions the development of a renewable energy research centre in LA 18, Clydebegs, focusing on wave power and marine energy and the development of biomass, which is something I have been pushing for a number of years. And I think that's something that does have potential to create jobs in Donegal, particularly in the biomass sector. And the government needs to get behind that and do more than just mark it as ongoing within the LAIT itself. And also then we do need in Donegal the prioritisation for the rollout of broadband so that Donegal people can create their own jobs and sustain the jobs that are here already.